A Baltimore bridge collapses into the water after a cargo ship hit it early this morning. What we know so far, and the search efforts underway.
The Supreme Court set to hear arguments on abortion access.
And women's sports in the spotlight, both in the NCAA tournament and locally. Good Tuesday morning. Welcome to 5 on 5 in 5, WLWT's 5-ish minute podcast of 5 headlines in about 5 minutes. We try. We usually fail. But you know what? Got to try every single day. Kelly Rippon, Megan Mitchell, dad's still on his break.
Yes.
Hope you're enjoying. We know he's checking in on us probably. Let's talk about the forecast.
Hey, Stephen.
Hey, Stephen. It is a wet Tuesday. Hopefully not for him. Plan on rain much of the day. There's a little lull mid-late morning. We're kind of in that right now at 8:05. Some thunder in the evening possible. After that, though, Megan brought this point up earlier this morning. Let's do it now. Let's get it done with because we are looking good through opening day. Sunshine almost 60 on Thursday. Some showers for the weekend. I know it's Easter weekend. Lots of plans with family. Easter egg hunts, all that fun stuff, planning outfits. Nothing big, though, which is good news. So high 65 today, rain, gusty winds, some evening thunderstorms. Tonight, the showers move out around 10 o'clock, low of 38. Tomorrow, high of 55, some late day sun, which will be nice. And then opening day, we'll get more.
So exciting.
I know. And sun for opening day?
Yup.
So huge. Okay, let's get into our topics. Our first topic. This is going to dominate national headlines through the morning. We are talking about the bridge collapse in Baltimore, Meg.
Yeah, I mean, this is crazy. The search and rescue efforts are still underway this morning after Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed overnight as a result of a ship striking into one of the columns that hold that bridge up. Now, here's what we know so far. So this is as of 8:06 when we are recording this. The collapse happened around 1:30 this morning. Two people have been rescued so far. One is seriously hurt. They were taken to a trauma center. As many as seven people may be still unaccounted for. Governor Wes Moore declared a state of emergency. The collapse was reported around 1:30 a.m. on Tuesday, as I mentioned. It's a 1.6-mile bridge, and it carried the Baltimore Beltway and Interstate 695 over the Patapsco River. Baltimore's police commissioner, Richard Worley, said there is no intelligence or any indication that this incident was intentional. But if you haven't seen this video, we have it on WLWT.com. It is wild video. I mean, you see that bridge collapse into the water. So, of course, we'll keep you updated on WLWT throughout the day as to what happens next and the rescue efforts.
Yeah, a lot of conversations happening. So we will get the latest for you. Our next topic, SCOTUS abortion access. Happening today, the Supreme Court set to hear arguments in a case that could bring more major changes to abortion access, even in states where abortion is still legal. Today, the justices will hear oral arguments in a case that could decide whether mifepristone, one of the two drugs used in medication abortion, will remain easily accessible. Critics want to stop the drug from being prescribed online and delivered by mail, even in states where abortion is illegal. The court is expected to make a decision by late June, so nothing necessarily will come out of today's arguments, but they will start to hear those. Our third topic, a woman from Columbus in the death of a five-year-old. This was all tied to an Amber Alert earlier this year.
Yeah, Kelly, remember how sad this was when we saw the face of that little boy on our Amber Alerts throughout the state of Ohio? Well, 48-year-old Pammy May was found competent to stand trial. She's the legal guardian of five-year-old Darnell Taylor, and Columbus police believe that May suffocated Taylor before leaving his body in a sewage drain. May's husband called 911 last month to report that she was acting erratically and said that the boy was hurt. An Amber Alert was then issued across the state. May was arrested the next day. Taylor's body was found a few hours later, and she is charged with aggravated murder, tampering with evidence, and abuse of a corpse. So we'll see where this trial goes from here now.
Our fourth topic, one we already touched on a little bit, Reds opening day. Things are already underway at Great American Ballpark. Lots of preps, of course, but also a little action with some baseball. The team scrimmaged yesterday, getting in the final tweaks ahead of Thursday's matchup with the Washington Nationals. Catcher Tyler Stevenson describing the atmosphere, what it means to the players each year, and those young players getting the final workouts in. But former Reds greats are also going to be well represented on opening day. The team announced Sean Casey, the mayor, will throw out the first pitch. The game ball will be delivered by George Foster. Marty Brenneman will be the honorary captain, marking the 50th anniversary of his Reds broadcasting debut. That is all happening after the opening day parade ahead of the game, where former players Demetri Young and Pogi Reese will be honored as grand marshals. Now, WLWT is your home for opening day, the parade, the game. It's all in one place. We kick things off on our show, of course, at 4:30 in the morning. I keep adding that plug, but I feel like we deserve to get that plug.
Oh, I mean, it's all day.
It's all day. 4:30 in the morning. Things kick off. Our parade coverage starts at noon, followed by our own special opening day, Cincy's hometown holiday. And then you can watch the first pitch and, of course, the game, the Reds and the Nationals. And after the final out, WLWT News 5 will have a special hour-long post-game newscast. All right, let's talk a little women's sports.
As we have to these days.
The smile that comes across your face makes me happy.
Well, it's so fun because I feel like within the last few years, it's been so exciting. And guess what? Now there's data to back it up, right? So we're talking about Caitlin Clark, obviously the biggest name in women's basketball, even women's sports right now of the moment. And her record-setting success on the court is showcasing just how much women are continuing to take over the sports world. So according to Deloitte, revenue generated by women's elite sports will surpass $1 billion for the first time this year, a total that is up at least 300% from just 3 years ago. You know, back in 2023, football stadiums were filled, setting attendance records for women's volleyball and basketball. And still, gaps between women and men do remain in sports, from resources and pay to coaching and leadership opportunities. And, you know, really quickly, just wanted to say, Kelly, just because we have gained new ground in sports, it doesn't take anything away from the men's sports.
Not at all.
Isn't that fun?
It's just more sports to watch.
More people just watching sports.
I was Kansas City Current, their women's soccer team, just opened their own stadium last week, I think, or 2 weeks ago. It's gorgeous. I know, you know, not the most popular couple maybe in the Cincinnati area, the Mahomes family.
Oh, of course.
But they were big backers in it because she was a soccer player.
For sure, yes.
And so they opened their own stadium for the women's team, which is so cool.
Amazing.
And it's gorgeous facilities. You know, a lot of people sharing it, saying like, this should be.
And the men's stadium is still standing.
It's there and it will still get crowds.
Yes, it will.
Listen, we're coming up on College World Series softball season, and I love watching that on TV. Also, speaking of women's sports, the Kroger Queen City Championship has announced a new venue to bring the world's best golfers to Cincinnati. So the tournament will take place at TPC Rivers Bend in Mainville this year instead of the Kenwood Country Club. Kenwood had a three-year contract with the Kroger Queen City Championship, but Kenwood elected to do renovations. It is in September is when this tournament happens, so it's towards the end of their season. They're cutting their season at the country club short so that they can get these renovations done. So they had to find a new home for this. The new venue is an Arnold Palmer design course. This year's purse is worth $2 million. The tournament set for September 16th through the 22nd. They do a really great job with this event. I've gone both years that we've had it. It's so fun. Anyway, if you haven't, check it out. That's it.
That's it. Have a great Tuesday.
Tuesday. Yeah. My days of the week this week are not great.
So. Well, we've had some issues.
It's been long. It's been long. All right. That is all for 5 on 5 in 5. We will be back with you on Wednesday.